We are learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top, Gufa. We have before Gufa, Amar Rav Gida Morav, Kama Atanoisin Lebincha, Kach Vekach, when two Mechatanim get together, they're marrying off one of the sons to the other one's daughter, and the daughter's father asked the boy's father, how much are you giving? Kama Atanoisin Lebincha, Kach Vekach, Kama Atanoisin Lebincha, Kach Vekach, Omdu, they stand up, the kitchen, kedushin, konu, they are koina, it's a schaivis, whatever they made up they're gonna give. Heinim hadvar ma nikdim ba amira. Omarava, that's not nikdim ba amira. Omarava, mistabra milsa derav, bebitoi naira, the kamate in el yode. Right now the Gemara thought that Rav is only saying that it's a schaivis only when you're marrying off your daughter who's a naira. The loch is, if it's a naira or a ketana you're marrying off, you get the money. Since you're getting money for the kedushin, so therefore you're willing to mischaiv. Av begeresh, the mate in el yode, loy, not. The Rav said, "Vilu begeres." Same halach as by begeres. What's the biggest ride? Le teimachi avia ben ma'inos liyode. We're saying that avia ben also is being mechayev himself. He's not getting any kedushin. Ella, the reason why it's chal this kinyan is ba'hi ano dekamechetani ha'dodi gamri emakni ha'dodi. Because they're becoming mechotanim and they're making this chiddush, they're making this shidduch, they're making this shmak of shidduch. All excited, therefore they're goymer emakni. Because always the shaila is where you need a kinyan always is to make it serious. So here, since we know they're so happy about making this shidduch, therefore they are willing to be mechayev himself, and therefore it's mechayev even without a kinyan. Do you write it down or you don't write it down in a shtar? What's the nafkamina? Like Rashi explains, the nafkamina is that if you write in a shtar, you'll be able to collect from a shabbat and becomes a real chayv. So this thing that you make up, the makatalim, they write it, the tanoim, they make up what each one to give, do they write it down or not? You don't write it. Unless you make a kinyan, you don't write it. If you make a kinyan, the halacha is, anything you make a kinyan is a ksiv oimet. That's pashut. But here, you're not making a kinyan. You just go, it's because it's the kinyan's happening through the goodwill. So there the shaila is, could you write a star or not? And he said, no, you can't write a star. It says in our Mishnah, which our Mishnah, we came out of the Gemara, was talking about shtari psikta, which our Mishnah is talking about here, that this is chayv has happened by the shidduch. So it says that pichim ha'y koisvim, they used to write, amanas sha'ozim es bitcha chomei shonim kozman sha'at imi. They used to write in the shtar that I will support your daughter, I'll support my stepdaughter for 5 years as long as you're married to me. So it says koisvim. So you see, you're allowed to write it? Someone says, no, my koisvim oimrim. Koisvim can mean oimrim. Freit the Gemara of a korle l'amira ksiva, it's not the way you say amira, it says koisvim. Someone says, in, yeah, I'll show you do. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Perak ha'koisvim, it says, a koisiv l'ishto dim dvam ein liv n'chasayich. If someone writes to his wife, I don't have anything shaykhas to your nechsim alug. But Tanar Rav Chia, Oymer ishta. Rav Chia says, even by Oymer. So you see, the word koisiv is lav dafka koisiv. It can mean Oymer also. And therefore, don't bring a raya from Lashon koisiv our Mishnah. It can mean ha Oymer as well. And therefore, it's not a raya that this case, we, by Bashasta Tanoyim, Bashasta Shidduch, Bashasta Kedushin, you make up to Mechayiv yourself. It's not a raya you can write it down. Because who said you wrote it in the Mishnah? I says koisiv. Koisiv can mean Oymer. Toshma's bringing a raya. Let's try to bring a raya from somewhere else, from a case in Bava Basra. It's a Mishnah Bava Basra. It says over there, "In koisvim shtari erisin v'nesuin el medash naim." If you want to write a shtar erisin or nesuin, they both have to be maskim. Now, what does shtar nesuin mean? That means a ksuba. What does shtar erisin mean? That's what Agmar is trying to bring a raya. Ha medash naim koisvim, but medash naim you write it. Now, my love, what is shtar erisin? My love, shtar psikta. Shtar erisin means shtar psikta, and nesuin means ksuba. It means the star that you create a kedushin with. You know, isha niknes bekesef over star over bia. There's three ways to make kedushin. One of them is with a star. So erisim means a star erisim that you're creating a kedushin with that. And it says here even das shneim. So what's the chiddush? Kara papa rav shravia the itmar kosvu lishma v'shloimedato. If you write a star for her name, but she didn't know about it yet. Rav Avinu Amar Mekadeshes, if the Kedushin still works, Rav Papa Shavi Amar Eina Mekadeshes, it's not Mekadeshes. And the Gemara Kedushin explains Machlokes Tav Tesa Mabez, it's telling Drashas V'yotza V'hoisa, we make a Hekesh to Kedushin, if you need to get in, Das Makna, Ayin Shom, the Bira Machlokes. But Akaponim here, Shtari Erisim means over here, we need Badash name, it means the Shtar Kedushin. The only thing is, the other man, the Amar argues on this, Ravina says you don't need it. So then it can't be in this Mishnah, Shtari Erisim can't mean a Shtar Kedushin. So feed those man, the Amar Taka, would be a riot that you do write the story of Psikta, that's what would come out. Toshima, Mesu, Bnei Seim, 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 Mesu, B that if someone dies, so his daughters that are from his marriage with his wife, something called Ksubas bin Nukvim, which means in the Ksubas built in Atanai Bezdin, that when he dies, then they get Mezoinis from his estate. But they don't go to Mechas Meshabad, they don't go to anything he sold. But it says in our Mishnah, Masha Inkain, this 5-year deal they made up with the stepdaughter, that you do go to Mechas Meshabad. Now what's the pshat? So what's the pshat? It must be because you wrote a shtar and you collect from a shabbatim. So you see, by shtari psikta, you write in a shtar. Because we said in our Mishnah, the case of 5 years was a shtari psikta. Was a case where you made up mishas the kedushin. And what does it say over here? You collect from a shabbatim. So you see, you write it. So tomorrow, no. How come I skin our Mishnah with a case? Mishkanu v'yad, they made a kinyan. Make a kinyan, they attack and write it. Our Mishnah with a kinyan. If made a Kenyan, so Bonus also should get it. Because then if you make a Kenyan, you write a star, then the daughters also, the regular daughters also should be collecting from Shabbatim. So Akhtamar, if you kind of the stepdaughter, not the regular daughter. For Akhtamar, my Pascha, like Vazepis, after the stepdaughter gets a Kenyan, not this one, what's the difference? So where's this Pascha? Either Avoy B'Shas Kenyan, the stepdaughter that was around B'Shas Kenyan, Mahani Le Kenyan, the Kenyan works. Bonus Le B'Shas Kenyan, when you got married for the first time, there was no bunnies around. So it's a dovish loyal island, therefore the kinyan doesn't work. Let me highlight kinyan. Frey to Gemara, Milay Eskinon, it's possible to have that your own daughters will be around. The Havoyi B'Shas Kinyan, Vechidom, you're going to Gerash of Ahadra. You divorced your wife and you took her back. So now the daughters you have together are very possible that they're here. So what's the pshat? Someone says that you're right. Ella, a different pshat, what a chilik is. Ella ii, the less of a tanai bez, the mahayalai kinyan. He made a kinyan by both. She, which means the stepdaughter who's no Tanai Bezdin, their kinyan works to make the Mishabadim. But in Banois, this no Tanai Bezdin, they have Tanai Bezdin, how the kinyan doesn't work? Right, the Migra Gara, because they have a kinyan, makes it worse? El Banois, if I am time, Kivan is to Tanai Bezdin, Eimer, Tsrari, et Vesinu. The Mara says, no. Not to make it worse. The reason why the kinyan won't help. The reason why by Benoisov doesn't help the Kenyan to make the collection of Shabbat is we're scared that we gave her Tzrari, that the father gave something for her to hold on to for her Mezoinus. Why? Since it's Tanai Bezdin, people are more makbar on it. They're more careful with it. Therefore, it's very possible the Tzrari Atvasinu. Zok to Gemara Vait. Tzrari Atvasinu means that maybe he gave her something, therefore we're scared. Maybe she already got paid already, therefore we don't go to Shabbat. Said in the Mishnah, Lo Yoimar HaRishon, the first husband shouldn't say, if the first husband made up to support for 5 years, he shouldn't say that, you know what, I'm not going to you. When my wife is by me, I'll support her. I'm not sending it over to my wife's house. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Lo yoimar, he should not say, harishoin, lo yoimar harishoin, gishtavi estli azoina, elamayachum azoinus makam ima. He brings the azoinus to his mother's place. Omer Abchista, zoi semeres, bas etzel ima. We see from here that the place for the daughter is, when they get divorced, doesn't go with the father's household, like by the Yarshim, because here was when the father died. He goes to the mother. She sticks with the mother. And you can't force her to go with the brothers. That's the halacha. She sticks with her mother. So, afraid the Gemara, and even if they're divorced, anytime it's divorced, it goes with the mother. This is Maris Bas Eitz Lima. Afraid the Gemara, and then you're learning out this halacha, the Bas Eitz Lima. And by the ketana, it was taka takana that you always go with the mother for because of ma'isa shaya. Misha ma'isa shaya, ta'ilun to the brisa. Misha meis, there was someone who died. V'niach ben katan, left the ben katan li'imoy. And he left a young son to the imoy. Yarshayav imrim, ye godo esleinu. The Yarshayav said, let him live by us. And the imoy emeris, no, ye b'ni godo esleinu. Let him live by me. Leave it by the mother, and you don't let him go to the Yarsha Ima. Royal Yarsha. And it was Taka, why? Because the Maisa Hoya of a Shachtu, Erev Pesach, is Girsa. We have some of the Girsa of a Shachtu, but Erev Rishon. There was a case one time where they left this small child there, and they shechted the kid because they didn't want him to take away from the Yerusha. The little kid couldn't protect himself. And a terrible story happened. Therefore, he said, never leave little kids with Yisraim. When it comes to money, people are crazy. And even if it's a bas, I had a bas doesn't get Yerusha, something called Iser Nechosim. She gets married, she gets 10% of Nechosim. With a kid, they're going to try to eliminate her because they want the money. Therefore, Ketanim never yet. So maybe the Pshat Aramish is because we're talking about Ketanim. So, if that was the case, Imkin listed Lamakim Shehi, wherever she is. My Lamakim Sheima, it speaks that extra word, Lamakim Sheima. As much as every single time it's like that. The place for the daughter is by the mother, because the mother will take care of her. and show her the right way to live, and therefore that is the mahalach, and you don't force her to go anywhere else, and her place is by her mother. That's what you see from our mishnah. That's shami no bas eitzel aim leishna gedoy lav leishna katana.